The Notorious B.I.G. is undeniably one of the greatest hip-hop artists of all time, with industry-shaking albums like Ready to Die and his posthumous album Life After Death, which launched 2 weeks after his brutal assassination, and went on to sell over 10 million copies worldwide. As an icon in hip-hop, his life has been stripped apart and analyzed by fans for years, with fans taking great interest in things such as the clothes he wore or even his opinion on certain issues within the rap industry. Despite this, there are still many things which are unknown about the Notorious B.I.G. So today we aim to educate you on the lesser known, but totally interesting facts about Christopher Wallace. 1. Collaborating with Michael Jackson. In 1995, Michael Jackson was working on his 9th studio album H.I. Story, Past, Present, and Future. Following the mega success of Biggie's 1994 album Ready to Die, Michael made the bold move to invite Biggie to join him on his new track This Time Around. The track was phenomenal, with fans going crazy over this amazing cross-genre collaboration with some of the biggest music artists of the time. Surprisingly, the song wasn't as popular as many would have expected, with even the most loyal Biggie fans being unaware of this song's existence. Strangely, Biggie's name isn't even listed in the title of the YouTube video from the official MJ account, which is certainly strange, given how much extra clout the video would get if fans knew Biggie was on the track. Nevertheless, this is certainly a hidden gem which all Biggie fans should know about. 2. Unreleased music. Aside from having amazing music that never caught mainstream attention, the Notorious B.I.G. has a handful of tracks that have never been released officially, but have now been posted online. Admittedly, most of these tracks are small mixtapes or samples which he planned to use as a guide for when he actually wanted to record in the studio. The reason for this is because in many of these tracks he seems to not even try to rap that much, but simply make a reference track for later. One of the most popular unrelated slash cut verses from Biggie's music stash is a cut verse from his infamous track Somebody's Gotta Die. The cut verse is done over the same instrumental, and still links into the story of the release track. It's strange to hear a new verse on a song you've listened to 1,000 times, so check out the cut verse here and let us know what you think, R.I.P. Jason. 3. Snoop Dogg didn't always believe in the Death Row vs. Bad Boy beef. Biggie with Snoop Dogg and Puffy. Credited with the death of Tupac, and the eventual assassination of Biggie himself, the Bad Boy vs. Death Row beef has become iconic in hip-hop history. Pictured above is Biggie and Puffy chilling with no other than Snoop Dogg, one of Death Row's biggest artists. While Snoop was best friend with Tupac, and also contributed to heating the beef with Bad Boy, Snoop became close with Biggie following the death of Tupac, realizing that the lyrics both labels were spewing out were to be taken as real threats and not simple rhymes. Snoop even went to the studio with Biggie, where he heard an early version of Somebody's Gotta Die. I'm sitting in the crib dreaming about Lear jets and coupes. The way Salt shoops and how they sell records like Snoop. Oops. Dash the opening line to the track. Snoop was surprised to hear Biggie mention Snoop on its opening lines, showing that Biggie aspired to sell as many records as Snoop Dogg, following Snoop's unbelievable success with his album Doggy Style. 4. Biggie made a Pepsi commercial. Biggie Pepsi commercial. Biggie was not only famous for his amazing studio work, but also his ability to freestyle and craft rhymes on the spot that would take normal artists hours with a pen to think of. In 1997, Biggie did a radio freestyle centered around Pepsi. At the time, people thought it was awesome that Biggie could spit amazing rhymes about something as basic as soda, and further cemented his status as one of the lyrical greats. As the years passed, many re-uploads of this freestyle had gained popularity on YouTube, and in October 2020, Pepsi officially had the freestyle remastered and used in their new commercial. To this day, the bars still hold up and is made even better by the fresh mixing/mastering that modern technology offers us today. 5. The last track he recorded was Biggie with Puffy hours before his assassination. The worst part about Biggie's death is knowing that the fans will never receive a new album, a new single, or even a new photo from him. Love him or hate him, fans mutually agree that both him and Tupac's lives were cut short by the West/East Coast beef of the 90s. It's crazy to think that at one point, Biggie recorded a track, left the studio, and would never see the mic or studio ever again. The last recorded track from the Notorious B.I.G. was Victory, a track for Puffy's upcoming at the time called No Way Out. What's even more shocking about this is that it was recorded the day before Biggie's death. The words he speaks are some of his last, and fans praise this song for being Biggie at the height of his career, both financially as well as lyrically. In the song, Biggie references The Commission, which was a new group he was planning to form with Jay-Z and some other rappers. Unfortunately, this plan never came to be, following Biggie's brutal assassination the following day. RIP to the notorious B.I.G., one of, if not the greatest MC to pick up a microphone. Rare photo of Biggie smiling.